RTI Digital Series, happy to be joined by new Tennessee commit. We'll be enrolling here in Knoxville in a couple weeks. Roe Torrence joins us this evening. Roe, what's up, buddy?
What's up? How's it going? What's up?
Great, man. Congratulations on your commitment today to play for Tennessee. I know you've been talking through our conversations. I know you've been talking to Coach Martinez for a while now and got to speak to Coach Heupel. What was that like? Getting that that official offer from Tennessee and being able to make that decision?
Man, it was a blessing. Like, it was a blessing to me. Like, did they pick me up in this type of situation with what's going on right now? That they gave me a chance, an opportunity to come be a Vol.
How crazy has it been the last, I don't know, we could go back 2 years, but ever since you've been at Hutchinson, how crazy has it been for you during the pandemic, playing a spring season, which you probably haven't done before besides maybe spring ball in high school? Yeah. So what's that been like for the last year and a half?
I mean, that's been kind of crazy. It was a lot of adversity because, like, when COVID first hit, they canceled out our spring. Then we get back on campus for something. We think we're going to work out, get ready for the fall. Then they canceled the season. So that was a lot of adversity for us, but we overcame that. And, yeah, it was the first, like, having a spring season, like an extra season. It was the first for me, but me and my team, we overcame that, and we fought through all adversity, and we on our way to the national championship.
We're going to get to that here in just a minute. I talked to one of your coaches, and one of the big things that he told me was that in January, you came in about a buck 88, 188, and you got up to around that 200, 205 mark. Mm-hmm. What was that like putting in the work this offseason? Because it was so different, but putting in the work this offseason, the weight room, getting right, nutritionally, getting your food right, but also just becoming a better player, defensive player, because he said he loves to see you come off the line and be able to attack. What's that process been like over the last couple months as well?
The last couple months, like, that's all it was really working out. Like, that's all you could do, work out and practice. So we did much working out. Like, we did a lot of working out. And Coach Sanders, our strength and condition coach, he really put the pressure on in that. Like, he wasn't letting up, not a bit. So then when you working out like that and ain't good, that tie in pretty good. And on the field, yeah, like, they just, like, I just had a lot of time to get on my game and, you know, handle business.
What was the season like for you? Lots of tackles. If I'm not mistaken, I think you had 6 pass breakups during the regular season. You had a couple tackles for loss. What was the season like for you? 7 games playing in that spring, different kind of environment out there at the JUCO level. I think everybody knows Hutchinson because of one, I have to say it, Netflix, because they follow Netflix. They know Last Chance U. But two, for Tennessee fans, they know Hutchinson because of Tyon Evans, who is also now in Knoxville. What was the season like for you, and how did that relationship with Tyon maybe help you make a decision to come to Knoxville?
I mean, the season, it was good for me to actually be out there starring. That was my first time starring and playing in college, so that was good for me to get out there and have that experience, get that under my belt. But it was a pretty quiet season for me. Like, I didn't really get a lot of targets. Most teams was afraid of me, so I just had to do my work in the backfield and make tackles, you know, get involved. And Tyon, like, he helped me with the decision because, like, he told me what it's like around that and how I'm going to be taken care of. Like, I'm in good hands. I'm making a good decision with the coaches and the people. It's just a good place to be.
What were the conversations like with Coach Martinez? Was it – I know it's a lot about football, but also, you know, you mentioned me for academics, getting that right, you know, your family, you know, making sure that that's a priority as well. What was the conversations like with Coach Martinez, and how does he see you playing in the system?
Me and Coach Martinez, we talked a little good. We talked a lot. And he told me that, like, okay, as far as football, you know, you're good. You're a good player, but we need to know it's, like, for further. Like, you ain't going to be able to play football all your life. Like, he told me that, like, so I need to be able to do other things, and school was a big one. I need to be able to get through school and finish school.
How cool is it to be able to play in the SEC? And I use that word a lot because I've had a lot of recruits say, man, it's cool to be able to play in the Southeastern Conference. What's that like for you? I mean, you grew up in the Southeast. You grew up in the state of Alabama, played at Bessemer High School. I think a lot of folks are familiar with Bessemer. Mm-hmm. So you are around the Southeastern Conference product. What's it like to get to go play in the conference now?
I mean, it's like a dream come true. Like, it coming from that area, like, coming from down south, like, you want to go play in the SEC. Like, that's where you want to play. Like, that's where the big dogs go play it. Like, that's it right there.
What's the biggest thing Tennessee fans can expect from you when it comes to on the field? What type of player are you?
They getting a ball player, a relentless player, like who giving it his all every play, every snap, every second of the game. That's what the fans getting out of me. Like, I'm giving them my all.
Last two questions. You get to play in a national championship game here in a couple of weeks, June 5th. You're going to be playing, I think you're playing Snow Community College,
right, if I'm not mistaken. Right.
Get to play for a national championship. I don't care what level it is. It's a very big deal. What's that mean to you, the hard work that you put in after the craziness of the last year and a half?
It's a relieving feeling, but, you know, like, the job ain't done yet. Like, I ain't never been undefeated, never went to the championship. The first I got in the round in playoffs was third round. So, I never, like, experienced that like this. So, it's a good feeling. But we know the job not done yet. We got one more game.
You said third round. Who took you out in the third round?
Benjamin Russell.
Benjamin Russell. Okay. All right. Okay. Just checking. We don't like Opelika. We've already talked. We don't care.
They got us my senior.
That's awesome. Hey, so when will you arrive? Last question. When are you going to arrive on campus? I know it's a June 5th national title game. So you'll be arriving about a week late to campus, but I'm sure you'll be ready to go, right?
I'm actually going to be on campus right after that. Like, I'm heading to Knoxville right after the championship game, wasting no time. I'm getting right to it.
Getting to work. Roe Torrence, new Tennessee defensive back, will be arriving in June. If you want to watch him, national title game, that's going to be on ESPN, if I'm not mistaken.
CBS,
that's what it is. On June 5th, watch Roe Torrence. Roe, congratulations on your commitment, buddy. Look forward to seeing you in Knoxville.
I appreciate that. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.